8.3. Signs, signals, road markings, interpretation of center lines, crosswalks, bike lanes, turn lanes, flashing lights, and proper responses to phases of traffic signals, stop signs, and yield signs. Traffic signals control traffic and indicate which drivers may go and which drivers are required to stop. It is important to understand the meaning of each color and symbol. On vertical signals, the red light is on the top, the yellow light is in the middle, and the green is on the bottom. When signals are mounted horizontally, the red light is at the left, the yellow is in the middle, and the green is to the right. The colors are in the same position on signals throughout the United States. This national uniformity allows even colorblind people to drive safely. Green indication. Vehicular traffic facing a circular green signal may proceed straight through cautiously or turn right or left unless a sign at such place prohibits either such turn. Florida Statute 316.075(1)(a)(1). Green arrow. Vehicular traffic facing a green arrow signal, shown alone or in combination with another indication, may cautiously enter the intersection only to make the movement indicated by such arrow, or such other movements as is permitted or other indication shown at the same time. Florida Statute 316.075(1)(a)(2). Steady yellow indication. Vehicular traffic facing a steady yellow signal is thereby warned that the related green movement is being terminated or that a red indication will be exhibited immediately thereafter when vehicular traffic shall not enter the intersection. Florida Statute 316.075(1)(b)(1). Steady red indication. Vehicular traffic facing a steady red signal shall stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection, or, if none, then before entering the intersection and shall remain standing until a green indication is shown. Florida Statute 316.075(1)(c)(1). The driver of the vehicle must stop at the clearly marked stop line, but if none, before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection, or if none, then at the point nearest the intersection roadway where the driver has a view of approaching traffic on the intersecting roadway before entering the intersection. The driver may turn right on red if there is no sign prohibiting it, but shall yield the right of way to pedestrians and other traffic proceeding as directed by the signal. Florida Statute 316.075(1)(c)(1)(a). Traffic sign colors. Traffic signs are designed for easy understanding. They have uniform shapes and colors. Once you know the colors and understand the meaning of the signs, you can quickly recognize the intended message. Sign color. Blue, services, guidance, hospital. Brown, public recreation, scenic places, state park. Green, guide signs for direction. Orange, construction and maintenance warning. Red, regulatory signs, indicate stop or forbidden actions. White, general regulatory and speed control. Yellow, general warning signs that caution drivers. Signals, signs, and pavement markings. Along with their colors and shapes, signs also display symbols. Signs contain word messages or a combination of words and symbols. You read a word message from left to right, or in a few exceptions, from top to bottom. You read symbols from the bottom up. Traffic control signals. Traffic signals are placed at intersections to keep traffic moving and avoid crashes. Drivers, pedestrians, and bicycle riders must obey these signals, except when an officer is directing traffic. Stop on the stop line if your car is nearest the signal. Some signals change only when a car is at the stop line. If traffic signals are out of order, stop as you would for a four-way stop sign. No parking. Parking is not allowed on any bridge or overpass or in a tunnel, within 30 feet of a rural mailbox on a state highway between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., within 30 feet of any flashing signal, stop sign, or traffic signal, in such a way that you block or create a hazard for other vehicles, within 50 feet of a railroad crossing, on the roadway side of another parked vehicle, double parking, in crosswalks, on sidewalks, in front of driveways, by curbs painted yellow or where no parking signs are posted, within intersections, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, within 20 feet of an intersection, within 20 feet of the entrance to a fire, ambulance, or rescue squad station, on the hard surface of a highway where parking spaces are not marked. Parking lights. Parking lights must be used on any vehicle parked on a roadway or shoulder outside of cities and towns. Directional signals must not be flashed on one side only on a parked or disabled vehicle. Use your emergency flashers. Driving with parking lights only, in place of headlights, is against the law. Special signs. Green guide signs. Green and white signs give information about directions and distances. Guide signs on expressways show you which lanes to use to get where you want to be. Routes that run generally east-west have even numbers, and those running north-south have odd numbers. Blue service signs. Blue and white signs direct you to services such as gas, food, motels, and hospitals. Brown and white signs point out scenic areas and parks. Rectangle. Regulatory or information. These signs tell you the law, so you must follow their instructions. Remember that a red circle with a slash means no. The sign shows what is not allowed. You must not make a right turn at this intersection. You cannot make a complete turn to go in the opposite direction where this sign is displayed. No U-turn. 50 miles per hour is the top speed you can travel in this area. You must not make a left turn at this intersection. You are going the wrong way on an expressway exit ramp. Do not drive past this sign. Turn around immediately. A divided highway is ahead. Stay on the right side of the divider. You may travel only in the direction of the arrow. Parking only for vehicles displaying an official permit and transporting a handicapped person. You cannot go straight ahead. You must turn either to the right or left. This sign lists the maximum recommended safe speed for an entrance or exit on an expressway. Slow down to whatever speed is shown. The center lane is shared for left turns in both directions of travel. You may not turn right or left during the red light. You must wait for the signal to turn green. You must not pass any other vehicles going in the same direction as you are while you are in the area. A diamond-shaped marking in a traffic lane or a diamond symbol on a traffic sign shows that a lane is reserved for certain purposes or certain vehicles. The lanes are usually reserved for buses or carpool vehicles during rush hour traffic. The type of restriction and hours will be shown on the sign. When you have passed this sign, you are permitted to pass other vehicles with care. Traffic in the left lane must turn left at the intersection ahead. Stopping permitted only in emergencies. You are approaching an area where a speed zone has been established. Diamond, warning. Narrow bridge. These signs warn you of the special conditions or dangers ahead. Words or symbols will show why you need to use caution. Crossbuck, railroad crossing. Pentagon, school sign. This five-sided sign means you are near a school. Watch for children. As you approach this sign, slow down. Watch for children crossing the road. Stop if necessary. Obey signals from any crossing guards. Circle, railroad warning. Slow down and be ready to stop. You are nearing a railroad crossing. Rectangle, regulatory or informational. Vertical signs give instructions or tell you the law. Horizontal signs give direction or information. Warning signs. Here are some common warning signs. These signs give you advance notice of possible hazards ahead. Drive with caution. 1. Slippery when wet. In wet weather, drive slowly. Do not speed up or brake quickly. Make sharp turns at a very slow speed. 2. Divided highway ahead. The highway ahead is divided into two one-way roadways. Keep to the right. 3. Divided highway ends. The divided highway on which you are traveling ends 350 to 500 feet ahead. You will then be on a roadway with two-way traffic. Keep to the right. 4. Soft shoulder. The dirt on the side of the road is soft. Don't leave the pavement except in an emergency. 5. One-lane bridge. The bridge is wide enough for only one vehicle at a time. Make sure the bridge is clear of oncoming traffic before you cross. 6. Pavement ends. The road surface ahead changes from a hard-surfaced pavement to a low-type surface or earth road. 7. Truck crossing. Watch for trucks entering or crossing the highway. 8. Side road. Another road enters the highway from the direction shown. Watch for traffic from that direction. 9. Narrow bridge. The bridge is wide enough to accommodate two lanes of traffic, but with very little clearance. 10. Low clearance. Do not enter if your vehicle is taller than the height listed on the sign. 11. Bicycle crossing. Warns you in advance that a bikeway crosses the road ahead. 12. Merging traffic. You are coming to a point where another traffic lane joins the one you are on. Watch for other traffic and be ready to yield the right of way when necessary. 13. Left curve. Slow your speed and keep well to the right. The road will curve to the left. 14. Double curve. The road will curve to the right, then to the left. Reduce your speed, keep to the right, and do not pass. 15. Winding road. There are several curves ahead. Drive slowly and carefully. 16. Crossroad. A road crosses the main highway ahead. Look to the left and right for other traffic. 17. Dip. There is a low place in the road. Go slowly and be ready to stop if the dip is filled with water. 18. Pedestrian crossing. Watch for people crossing the street. Slow down or stop if necessary. 19. Right turn. The road will make a sharp turn to the right. Reduce your speed, keep to the right, and do not pass other vehicles. 20. Reduction of lanes. There will be fewer lanes ahead. Traffic must merge left. Drivers in the left lane should allow others to merge smoothly. Right lane ends. 21. Advisory speed. The highest safe speed you should travel around the curve is the speed listed on the sign. Advisory speed signs may be used with any diamond-shaped warning sign. 22. Two-way traffic ahead. The one-way street or roadway ahead ends. You will then be facing oncoming traffic. 23. Hill downgrade. Slow down and be ready to shift to a lower gear to control speed and save brakes. 24. Yield ahead. Warning of yield sign ahead. Slow down and be prepared to stop at the yield sign or adjust your speed to traffic. 25. Traffic signal ahead. This sign warns of traffic signals at the intersection ahead. Slow down, poor visibility is likely. 26. Stop sign ahead. When you come to this sign, slow down and be ready to stop at the stop sign ahead. Construction and maintenance traffic control signs. Various traffic control devices are used in road construction and maintenance work areas to direct drivers and pedestrians safely through the work site and to provide for the safety of highway workers. The most commonly used devices are signs, cones, drums, barricades, and flashing arrow panels. Orange is the basic color for these devices. You may also see a flag person directing traffic. Flag person ahead. Workers ahead. Channeling devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, and cones are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in highway and street work zones. These devices are used to guide the drivers safely through the work area. At night, they may be equipped with warning lights. When a road closed sign is displayed, do not drive on this road. Look for a detour or another route. Flashing arrow panels are used both during the day and at night to give advanced warning and directional information to drivers where it is necessary to move to the right or to the left into another lane. Stripes on barricades and panel devices slope downward in the direction traffic must turn when directed to detour or move from one lane to another. Yellow center line markers. Broken. A broken yellow line shows that you may pass on the left when the way ahead is clear. Remember that you are facing oncoming traffic, so overtaking and passing should be done with care. Solid and broken. A solid yellow line to the right of a broken yellow line means passing or crossing is prohibited in that lane, except when turning left. Double yellow. Double solid yellow lines show that passing is not allowed in either direction. You may not cross the lines unless you are making a left turn.